Hello, women of power and spirit. Today we are going to explore a prescription from January 18th, 2018, and it goes like this. When you embrace your greatest fears with love, you are truly free. We often try to bypass our fears, don't we? For good reason. Fears are uncomfortable. But if you're like most of us, you've probably discovered that it doesn't work to bypass your fears. At some point, they come back, and they come back sometimes with even more vengeance if we haven't addressed them early on. At our last Gold Circle, I watched courageous women taking a look at how they have overcome fear in the past and the fear that is currently ready to be overcome. So how do you overcome a fear? Well, in my experience, you need to know it. The more you know, the less likely you are going to be to freeze or flee or fight. So, how do you get to know a fear? When you understand it in compassion, when you understand why it exists or how it exists, how this fear came to be, the fear just ceases to be bigger than life. We get the fear into proper perspective. And from that place, we can actually address it. Fear is an indicator that whatever is on the other side of the fear is really important to you. And there's an obstacle to giving yourself what you want. It's probably been with you for a very long time, and it holds you back every time you start walking up to or getting close to what you want. So whether you decide to push through it, which is a more masculine energy approach to being with fear, or you decide to use a more feminine approach, being quietly present to it in compassion until it dissolves, it will persist until you address it. In fact, you may find that it's ruling your life until you address it, particularly if, when you're not obsessing about your fear, you are on the other side of things praying for what you want. So you're asking and asking and asking for what you want, and that energy that you're building up as you're praying will push against that obstacle and the fear associated with it until you deal with it, because it's the obstacle and it's the fear that's blocking you from experiencing fulfillment with your request, with what you are asking or intending that the universe give you. So ask yourself, what do you want more than anything in your life? Grab your journal. You might want to write about this. What is it that right now, in this time and space, you want more than anything in your life? Is it relationship? Is it prosperity? Deeper love? A child? A home? A sanctuary? A deeper experience of the divine? A more awakened state? Are you looking to escape some of the pain that you've carried for many years? Are you looking to be physically well? Something significant, something really important to you. As you think about what you want, and you can pause this and write about it if you'd like, when you turn the recording back on, ask yourself the next question. What obstacle keeps showing up when you move toward it? What obstacle keeps showing up when you move toward it? You might want to pause the recording and write about that for a little while. Often there is something. So let's see if I can give you an example of that. If I say I want more prosperity and I'm praying for prosperity, but instead I don't seem to get a promotion at work, every time I think I'm on the cusp of getting more money, something collapses, something falls apart, and the promotion or the opportunity or the new job disappears. That would be an example of an obstacle that keeps showing up. So consider the obstacle that consistently shows up for you as you move toward what you want. Now ask yourself this third question. In light of the obstacle that you just wrote about, what are you most afraid of in regard to what you want? What are you afraid of, most afraid of, in regard to what you want? Are you afraid you're not worthy of it? Are you afraid you're not good enough for it? That you will be rejected? Are you afraid that you don't have the skills that it takes? Are you afraid that you'll get partway through and then it will disappear? That it'll collapse, it'll fall apart, it won't last? Think about what you're afraid of, and I'm giving you just a few examples. There are just hundreds upon hundreds of ways that our fears play out. So think about what you are most afraid of in regard to what you want. Pause the recording if you need to and write about that. When you come back to the recording, take a look at the relationship between the obstacle and the fear. So here's an example. I'm saying I want greater prosperity, but every time I have an opportunity to move forward in my career in a way that would bring me greater prosperity, everything falls apart. So what I'm most afraid of is that I'll never get there, that everything is going to fall apart. That's my big fear. If that's the fear, then you've got another question you can ask yourself. Where did you first experience that thought? When I move toward what I want, everything falls apart. You might want to journal about that. How old were you? Who gave you that message, or what circumstances implied that that's how things work? Write about your first memory of this, because that's where this pattern got set up. It could be from when you were a child. It could be from a past life. But that belief was implanted, probably not intentionally by anyone, that it was going to interfere with your ability to enjoy a prosperous life. But somewhere along the way, that became what you believed to be true about reality when you move toward what you want, or maybe very specifically when you move toward prosperity. But it's in there. I invite you to pause this recording if you'd like and write about that relationship. Write about your memory of it. And then take a look at that fear. Is that fear based in a reality that you are experiencing right now? Or is the reality you're experiencing right now a reflection of a belief that was set into motion years ago? Let's take this just a step further. Let's say your fear is that everything falls apart just before you're about to get what you want. And perhaps you've interpreted that experience as, I must not be worthy, or God is trying to stop me from that. Why would God try to stop me? Or why am I so unworthy of having what I want? That is a series of entangled beliefs and feelings that can start working together to keep you held back from what you really desire. But is that really what's going on? Or is the greater truth that something happened to you as a child and you interpreted a series of events or something you heard from an authority figure in your life, implanted in your mind, that before you have what you want, this is what always happens, everything falls apart. And you interpreted that as unworthiness or God not seeing you worthy in some way. But it may have wrapped around, or your emotion may have wrapped around that belief. The emotion of unworthiness may have wrapped around this belief that everything falls apart. In other words, very likely, as is most often the case with our fears, they are not based in totally present reality. There may be elements that are true. You may have seen evidence that it's true because you've tried to move your prosperity forward multiple times, and the evidence is very clear that every time you do, everything falls apart. And is it possible that you're seeing evidence of it now because of a belief that was set into motion many, many years ago? And if that belief was at rest, if that belief no longer existed, then how would things progress for you as you move toward what you want? Is it possible that what you want would be within your reach? So that's what we are going to take into the holding, is the fear that you've lived with around something that you've wanted for a long time that is very important to you. And you have an opportunity today to meet that fear, to get to know it, because as you know it, you overcome it, but it's not through some act of force that you overcome it. It's because you understand it in a more appropriate perspective. And as you understand it at its origin, when you know that that fear does not really have to define you or your life, and you experience that feeling inside yourself, you are free. So there are two ways you can do it. You can push yourself through, right? That's when you do a ropes course and you face your fear of heights, for example. You go up high. You go there with friends. You go there with lots of security belts and ropes around you to protect you. And you go up high and you face that fear of heights. It's powerful to do that. And you get on the other side of it and you realize that your fear of height was worse than actually being up high, right? How many of us have talked about that? Our fear of it is worse than the actual experience itself. Or you can do what we are doing right now, which is taking a fear that we've had all our lives or a large portion of our lives and bring it into the holding meditation and meet it in our love, knowing that our love and our compassion will bring it all into perspective, and with that perspective, allow it to dissolve. So I'll see you there in the holding.